Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent panel discussion, The Memory of Silence. In this extract, filmmaker Joshua Oppenheimer talks about filming his documentaries The Act of Killing and The Look of Silence in the Indonesian setting where the perpetrators of the violent acts that are being revisited were still in power, and also directly quotes The Memory of Justice by Marcel Ophuls as a great influence of his.
Well, it was, very briefly, it was very hard to work with the survivors. We were always afraid when we were working with the survivors because we were under constant surveillance by the, even those who knew we had been working with survivors, I think unable to, unwilling to consider the enormous consequences of really the meaning of the fact that I was seeing some people as survivors of something. They simply blocked it out and they ignored the fact that we'd worked with survivors, and every institution, the military, the police, would roll out a red carpet for everything we were doing. So in The Act of Killing, you see they fly a minister of government, the minister of youth and sport, up to help direct and even act in reconstruction of a massacre of a village, and they produce a state television talk show to glorify the production of my movie, The Act of Killing, while I'm still shooting it, before it's even come out. They wouldn't have glorified it after it came out, once they saw the movie. But I think, so then I was able, with my crew, who came from all walks of life, they were lawyers, they were human rights lawyers, they were members of, heads of NGOs, they were human rights activists, filmmakers, all of whom, many of whom, those who worked with me for a long time, changed their careers to do these two films with me because they felt it was so important. These people, I would introduce them. Luckily, Indonesians only use a first name, typically, and usually only have a first name in their ID cards. I would introduce them as friends of mine, and they were immediately accepted. There was no difficulty in working. It was important for me to bring my crew from a different part of Indonesia. Indonesia is a very large country. I wanted to respond to something I saw in your clip, in that clip from Memory of Justice. The sense in which I grew up in a family that, my grandmother was from Berlin, my father's father, the Oppenheimer part, was from Frankfurt, and escaped Germany just in time. And I grew up very much with the slogan at home, never again, not just in relation to never again being the aim of all politics, the aim of all morality and moral discourse, perhaps even the aim of all culture, and certainly not in the narrow sense of never again to us, but never again at all. And when I came to understand that not only do these things happen again and again and again in different contexts, and that essentially the American man in the clip we saw is wrong when he says that Americans violate the laws of war less frequently than other people, where they sometimes cover it up by outsourcing those violations to other countries. But as I gradually came to understand that, and then when I came to find myself working in 2001 for coincidental reasons with plantation workers who were being poisoned by a Belgian company on the place where we made The Look of Silence, they were being poisoned at work and dying, and kept too afraid and intimidated to actually get protective clothing, masks and gloves, so they wouldn't be poisoned. When I realized that this was all being done so that our vegetable oil would be kept cheap, they were producing palm oil, I really felt that I could not look away as a young man from this situation, this grotesque violation of never again. And I think that's one of the things that, I should have said this straight away, but I think your, particularly this film, Memory of Justice, was a kind of, and I think if I remember the year I saw it, I think it's right around that time, it was a kind of pole star for me in thinking, in sort of, in my own moral journey to making these two movies.
To listen to the full panel and other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film events, festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.